Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. Now, how did I ever get up here? Have you ever thought about that? How is Studio Classroom in the clouds like this? It's a mystery. Well, the name of today's lesson is The Case of Sherlock Holmes. And Sherlock Holmes was the master of unlocking mysteries. Let's find out about the fascination with Sherlock Holmes as well as the mystery. Right. Let's begin.
The Case of Sherlock Holmes. The Fascination. Doyle wrote two Sherlock Holmes novels to very humble success before publishing individual stories in the Strand magazine in 1891. These thrilling adventures appealed to the British middle class, who lined up on release days to consume them. Doyle, however, felt Holmes was blocking his desire to write historical novels and killed him off in 1893. Angry letters, 20,000 canceled subscriptions, and protesting clubs failed to bring Holmes back until 8 years later. But once Holmes returned, he survived, reluctantly for Doyle, until 1927.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 fascination 这个名词。Fascination 是指入迷、着迷或者是酷爱。例如 secret agent stories hold a fascination for many people. 特务的故事让许多人都觉得很着迷。如果要说明对于什么事物的着迷的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 Samuel has had a strong fascination with steam trains since he was little. Samuel 从小都就酷爱蒸汽火车。它的动词是 fascinate, F-A-S-C-I-N-A-T-E, 意思是深深吸引或者是迷住。例如 anything to do with space fascinates William, 只要是跟太空有关的任何事物 ,William 都很着迷。继续我们看 subscription 这个名词 ,sub 这个字首是指下方 ,scrib 这个字根是指书写。所以 subscription 在下方填写就是指订阅或订阅的费用。如果要说明订阅什么的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,a yearly subscription to the magazine is now only $29.99. 现在订阅这本杂志一年期只要 $29.99 美金。或者是 ,I cancelled my subscription to this YouTube channel because I don't like the content. 我取消订阅这个 YouTube 的频道，因为我不喜欢他们的内容。
Yes, I can see you are very observant, Shirley Holmes.
I have a keen eye, especially with my magnifying glass.
Good. Well, then, can you tell us what our lesson has to say?
Let me see. The fascination. I would like to learn about the fascination. With what? Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. All right. Well, if you are fascinated with Sherlock Holmes...Then let's begin. Doyle wrote two Sherlock Holmes novels to very humble success before publishing individual stories in the Strand magazine in 1891. So he had humble success. That means he was successful, but he didn't boast about it. He wasn't really bragging about it a whole lot. But I think he enjoyed writing.
And we read, these thrilling adventures appeal to the British middle class who lined up on release days to consume them.
And let's take a look at this phrase. These adventures appealed to the British middle class. That means they were attracted to these stories. These stories drew them in. They wanted to know more about them.
For example, in America...A peanut butter and jelly sandwich appeals to a lot of children. That's just some bread with peanut butter and jelly on it.
Yes, it does not appeal to me
oh.
or a lot of grown adults. Well, what appeals to you? Are you interested in Sherlock Holmes? What else are you interested in? What else do you want to know more about? That appeals to you.
Well, Doyle, however, felt Holmes was blocking his desire to write historical novels and killed him off in 1893. So could we say that Holmes felt like, or Doyle felt like Holmes was hindering his ability to write about historical novels or to write historical novels?
Exactly, dear Shirley. Holmes, it was hindering what he wanted to do, what he really wanted to do. And if you hinder something, you put an obstacle there. You find a way to stop it, or to slow it down, or to prevent someone from accomplishing their goal.
For example, a negative attitude will definitely hinder you from making good friends.
Oh, you are such a genius! I'm so glad I created you. Very good. So what hinders you, friends? Don't let it stop you anymore. You should do what you feel like you need to do.
I'm a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Doyle wanted to kill off Sherlock Holmes?
That's not very nice.
That's not off. That means he wanted to get rid of him?
Exactly. That's a great way of saying it. He wanted to end his life. When you kill someone off, that means you end their life. It makes me think of the mafia, right? They might want to kill someone off. But more often I use this phrase when I'm talking about an author who wants to find a way of stopping using somebody in their stories.
Yes, and that's a nice way of putting it. So Doyle decided to kill him off, kill Sherlock Holmes off in 1893. Angry letters, 20,000 canceled subscriptions, and protesting clubs failed to bring Holmes back until 8 years later. You see that word failed, or to fail?
Mm.
I would like to talk about it.
Nobody likes to fail at something. Or if something fails to do something, that means it didn't succeed in doing something.
For example, many, many years ago, I participated in this science fair competition. And unfortunately, we failed to follow the rules exactly, or the instructions exactly. And we ended up with a robot that was much too heavy that got disqualified.
Oh, a robot that was much too heavy.
Yes.
Like a heavy Jeetah.
Yeah, that's the idea. But this robot couldn't carry stuff.
Ah, right. Well, it failed. You guys failed to do something. And in our lesson, angry letters, 20,000 canceled subscriptions, these things failed to bring Holmes back. The point is that people were doing as much as they could to get Holmes back, to get Sir Arthur Conan Doyle to write again about Holmes, to bring him back to life. But all of these attempts failed until 8 years later.
So we have good news. But once Holmes returned, he survived, reluctantly for Doyle, till 1927. This basically just means that Holmes did return, but Doyle was reluctant to continue writing about him.
Yes.
And then he stopped writing about him in 1927.
Well, in a lot of mysteries, you might see the phrase, "The game is afoot." Let's learn more about this in
the Info
Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud, friends. Sherlock Holmes has become a cultural phenomenon and is enjoying a renewed popularity with TV programs such as Sherlock and Elementary.
Along with being a cultural icon, the Sherlock Holmes stories, movies, and TV shows are also a great source for catchphrases. We've already discussed one such phrase, "Elementary, my dear Watson." And today we have another one for you.
That's right. Sherlock often treats his investigations like a game, and he gives us a great phrase to illustrate this idea. The game is afoot.
If something is afoot, then it is happening now, the process for something that has already begun. So if the game is afoot, then plans to commit such sort of crimes are already in motion, and Sherlock must prevent the crime from happening.
Interestingly, even though this phrase is often associated with Sherlock Holmes, it actually first appeared in Shakespeare's King Henry IV. Shakespeare is credited with inventing numerous words and phrases that have entered our everyday vocabulary.
While this is true, most people still associate the game is afoot with the iconic Sherlock Holmes. And if you want to express to someone that you have to attend to a time-sensitive plan, you can say, there's no time to waste. The game is afoot.
Of course, this is usually said in a joking manner. You might also hear someone say, the game is on. This is just a more modern way of expressing the same idea.
福尔摩斯小说中有许多经典的名言，其中之一就是 The game is afoot. Afoot 就是正在进行中的意思。每当福尔摩斯闲着感到很无聊时，终于有一个有趣的案子上门了，他就会兴奋地从椅子上跳起来大喊 The game is afoot. 狩猎开始了。这句台词其实源自莎士比亚的剧作《亨利四世》，因为这是一个比较古老文言的讲法，有些现代版的福尔摩斯就将这句话改成 The game is on， 意思其实一样，只是比较口语。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次请关注。
Studio Classroom is on the air. There's another mystery to be solved.
Oh, Shirley Holmes!
Oh, there you are!
How nice to see you here!
We're just in the middle of solving a mystery.
Well, I brought something for you.
Oh, why, thank you.
It is your favorite drink. Yes, it is not coffee, it is...Your favorite tea. Go ahead, have a sip.
This smells a little funny. Are you trying to kill me off? Is this poison?
No. You're my most wonderful creation.
Mystery solved. Oh. You're trying to kill me off? Well, that's not going to happen. Let's continue with our lesson.
The Case of Sherlock Holmes. The Mystery. The continued popularity of Holmes is evident through new novels, BBC's TV show Sherlock, and the Robert Downey Jr. films. But another curious clue shows just how particularly famous the detective is. A movement called the Grand Game. This is fueled by Sherlockians.Fans who regard Holmes to be real and his stories to be historical record. As they work to prove their claims, and as Holmes continues to fill our homes, our favorite detective certainly lives on.
OK， 接下来我们看 evident 这个形容词 ，vid 这个字根有分开的意思，所以 evident 是指显而易见的或明显的。例如 ，Teresa's devotion to her work is evident to everyone in her office。大家对 Teresa 对工作的投入都有目共睹。或者是 ，It's evident that the city won't be able to recover from the earthquake in a short period of time。很明显的，这个城市不会在短时间内从地震中恢复。它的名词就是 evidence， E-V-I-D-E-N-C-E， 意思就是证据。例如 ，All the evidence of this case is circumstantial。这个案子所有的证据都是间接证据。最后我们看的是 fuel 这个动词 ，fuel 是指加强或激起。 注意它的过去式、过去分词或现在分词都可以直接加 ed 或 ing， 或者也可以重复字尾的 l 再加上 ed 或 ing。 例如 The conflict between the countries was fueled by the missile test， 两国之间的冲突被飞弹试射激化得更加严重。 fuel 也指添加燃料，例如 The heating system in the building is fueled by gas，这栋建筑的暖气是烧瓦斯的。 Fuel 也可以当名词，意思是燃料。例如 My car is out of fuel， 我的车子没有油了。 And now let's get back to our teachers。
Quiet. Thank you, Michelle. Let's continue with the mystery. The continued popularity of Holmes is evident through new novels,BBC's TV show Sherlock, and the Robert Downey Jr. films. Yes, there is so much that people have made of Sherlock Holmes. Here is Robert Downey Jr., and I also really like the BBC version with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh, but another curious clue shows just how particularly famous the detective is, a movement calledThe Grand Game. But if I'm not mistaken, the word curious is a word we should teach.
Well, because it's a curious little word.
Hmm.
Yes, of course, if you're curious about something, that means you want to know more about it. You wonder about it. But the meaning in our lesson is a little bit different. Basically, it means strange.
Strange.
It's that simple. Yes, you could say another strange clue shows just how particularly famous the detective is.
Well, there's this house in California called the Winchester Mystery House. Mm. It's a bit of a curious house because there are a lot of mysteries wrapped around this house, and no one will ever solve those mysteries.
Ah, yes. So the idea is that you can be a curious person,You wonder about different things, or something could be curious. It's a little bit strange. You want to know more about it, right? Well, this is fueled, this grand game, okay? This is fueled by Sherlockians, fans who regard Holmes to be real and his stories to be historical record, kind of like how Justin Bieber fans are Beliebers. Well, Sherlock fans are Sherlockians, and they fuel...This idea that Sherlock Holmes needs to continue and live forever.
I think a lot of celebrities or famous people are fueled by their fans, are fueled by those who are encouraging them and supporting them on their little journey.
And so, of course, it means to be motivated by something, right? And you just saw that picture. It's like the idea of adding fuel to flames.The fire has not died out yet. Sherlock is still popular. And people are adding even more fuel to the flames, making him even more popular.
And we read, as they work to prove their claims, and as Holmes continues to fill our homes, our favorite detective certainly lives on. Now we see the word home. Would you say that Sherlock Holmes has a household name?Or has become a household name?
I would say he is a household name. Yes, for sure, a household name. This just refers, you can use this phrase to refer to anybody who is really famous, especially someone who is famous around the world or very popular, you know, like movie stars or pop stars, politicians. I would say Brad Pitt is a household name. You don't need to explain who he is. Just say Brad Pitt. People will know who you're talking about.
Or you could say, Jackie's book became a household name overnight. Just seemed like overnight it became very, very popular. Now we see these words to live on in our lesson as well. Does that mean that he never dies?
Very good question.
It
means that his legacy is living on. He still has influence today.
So, although many authors, obviously, they do die, their work, their books, their characters can continue to live on in our hearts.
Well, right now it is time for us to move on to a review skit.
Those live on.
Hey, I know you. You're Sherlock Holmes.
How did you know it was me?
Everybody knows you. You're Sherlock. Your stories are among the most read, and you are so impressive.
So true. But remember, it takes an impressive individual to create an impressive character, such as myself.
So who is that impressive individual?
My creator is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
That's right. He's quite a famous author.
Yes, but he actually studied medicine.
Medicine?
Yes, but writing was his passion and made him a celebrity.
So his medical background was of no use?
Actually, it was. It enabled him to be of service during wars and while traveling.
Oh, interesting. I wonder where Sir Arthur Conan Doyle got his inspiration for you, Sherlock.
Perhaps from one of his unusual teachers. His professor emphasized the use of observation to find solutions. And although he made correct observations about his patients, was very cold to them.
Just like you, a confident detective with a keen eye and an indifferent attitude. Ha ha.
Yes, but let's talk about my adventures.
Oh, your adventures are thrilling.
Correct. Back when my stories were published in magazines, fans would line up to consume them.
Your adventures especially appeal to British middle class.
Yes. In fact, when I was killed off, 20,000 readers cancelled subscriptions. Fans sent angry letters. Some even protested.
And thankfully, you were brought back.
Yes, reluctantly, my creator brought me back 8 years later.
Well, and now, more than a century later, Detective Holmes continues to fill our homes. Ha ha ha.
Yes, quite. And I will certainly continue to live on.
So tell me, how do you do that?
Well, that is a mystery.
Well, this is a little bit awkward.
What's that?
I never apologized. I'm sorry for trying to kill you off earlier, Shirley Holmes.
Oh. Thank you so much for your apology, but hey, we're all good. I'm back. Our fans are happy again.
You know what?
What?
We've learned about Sherlock Holmes, but I want to make the case of Shirley Holmes something big and spectacular.
Oh, maybe I'll become a household name.
Yes, a household name just like Sherlock Holmes. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at Studio Classroom.
A friend trust at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.